you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Come on in to Open House with Sharon Caddy. It's more than just buying and selling. It's decor, lifestyle, family, tips, advice, and so much more. Open House with Sharon Caddy.
Well, hey there. Thank you so much for joining me once again for another Open House. I'm Sharon Caddy. Always a great topic to talk about when it comes to real estate. There really isn't a bad one in the bunch. Remember, you can always follow all of my podcasts by checking out my YouTube channel or the audio version on pretty much any podcast platform that you like. Check it out, follow, and you'll learn all kinds of great stuff. Now, today, I have the pleasure of being joined by one of my RE/MAX colleagues, Shiloh Story from RE/MAX First in Calgary. Hey, Shiloh.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. Well, I guess it's kind of a silly thing to have to even say out loud that the real estate market's kind of wacky just about everywhere for various reasons. As we know, I'm in the Toronto area and it's just been nuts. But Calgary has really popped up on a lot of people's radar lately from all over the country. Tell us a little bit about what's going on in the Calgary market.
Yeah, for sure. It's kind of the last 3 weeks we have really blown up, and there was kind of rumblings, you know, the end of 2021, where people from Toronto and Vancouver started to go, oh, wait, it's really affordable out there in Calgary. And it's a beautiful place to live. I mean, you've got views of the Rocky Mountains, you've got the river, and easy access to so many fun activities outside. But the affordability for people that have been priced out of their markets where they're at, and they want to raise their families or they want to invest, it's just kind of become a really great place for people to look and come.
Yeah. And I'm speaking firsthand as I have one of my kids who's just recently moved there, and she speaks to the lifestyle, and it's a healthy lifestyle. And she's really a fan of the 5% sales tax.
That's fun.
Big fan of that. But for people that are, say, like around my age, you know, it's funny because I'll talk to different friends and I'll say, oh, you know, my daughter's just gone to Calgary and it's like the greatest place. And it's a place you want to think about and either invest or move. And they'll say, oh, but, you know, back in the day. And I mean, Calgary's still kind of dealing with some hangover from back in the day, right?
It is. I moved here about 15 years ago from BC myself, and definitely feel the changes now. There is a lot more culture here than there was even 10 years ago. The downtown is being revitalized. Obviously, we're known for the Stampede. That has changed over the years as well. We've got the sports teams. So there's lots to do. And because people are moving from outside of the area and moving either back, like I was born in Calgary, moved away for 20 years and then came back to Calgary.
Right.
We've got great restaurants. The weather, it's always sunny here. It can be minus 40 or minus 30 like it is today.
Yeah.
But it's blue sky and it's sunny. I wore my sunglasses all day today. So
amazing, amazing. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do a pause here, just a sec, and I'm going to close this door. Mm-hmm. My dog came in. My husband's deaf, so I can hear the TV. sorry about that. That'll get edited out. That won't go out. Okay. So we're going to give myself a cut point here to come back in. Now, when it comes to industry, again, we start thinking about Calgary. The first thing that comes to mind is the oil and gas and all that stuff. But there's a kind of a turnover going in terms of what's going on, I guess, economically in the area too, right?
Yeah, I mean, we're starting to see the downtown core of oil and gas companies revitalizing, and that uptick is happening. But tech companies and warehousing is huge out here. A lot of tech companies are moving into the downtown core and taking up that space, and they're taking it in big chunks, which
Wow.
is really great. And that's where the downtown core is going to start being built up again. They've got all the restaurants, they've got all the infrastructure there. It's good. And then in the bedroom communities, like Airdrie just got slated for Amazon. I don't know if
Wow.
public knowledge yet or not, but it Amazon's putting 900 tech jobs in Airdrie. Just outside of
Wow.
Airdrie, we've already got all the warehouses from Lowe's to Costco to Amazon. We have all of that up north in Airdrie. But yeah, so those things are coming, and it's a good thing. Yeah, and
Wow.
young and vibrant, like the downtown core is going to be the up and coming when we figure out our arena situation for our Calgary Flames.
Yeah.
And our football team, that would be really great. But yeah, the entertainment district downtown is really great.
Nice. So there's a lot going on. So sort of give us for people that are listening that are not from the area, maybe have not had the pleasure of even visiting the area. Give us a lay of the land as to the housing and how it's laid out. I know that there are a lot of new condos in the downtown.
Yes, yeah, there's lots of new condo complexes in the downtown core, as well as established condos downtown. You can go in the city center, we call it. You can get into a one bedroom condo for 100,000. You
Wow.
can also get into like the newer stuff for 200,000 for a one bedroom, and then just climb up from there. I mean, we have beautiful penthouses that are going for multi-million as well. So there's everything in that downtown core, new, old. Yeah, there's lots of availability. And what's crazy is that our inventory is still so low, but our apartment condominiums we still have 3 months supply, so the prices
Wow.
haven't come up yet. So that we're sitting at a good place for investors or first-time home buyers to get into that city center, have that lifestyle at a really good price point while interest rates are still low.
Now I'm getting a picture then of, because you're mentioning a good price point to come in and maybe for investors, and there are all these jobs pegged, there might be some really good opportunities to get people to rent those units.
Oh, completely. And the way that Calgary is situated, it's kind of within a 10 block by 20 block area that is all walkable. You don't even have to go outside. It's called the Plus 15, and you can go from building to building. You can get your coffee, whether it's Starbucks, Second Cup, whatever. You can go for lunch, you can go for drinks after work, and never be outside in the minus 40. As well, we've got streets that are blocked off that you can walk along that are cobblestone with lit up with great lights. So it is going to be revitalized and a good uptick for investors in getting those places rented out, no problem.
And for those who are looking at Calgary, perhaps as just that shift, whether it's down, like people kind of, okay, semi-retiring or maybe just moving themselves to a different environment, outside of the condo market, the downtown, tell me about some of that, because there's some cool neighborhoods there.
Yeah, there is. I mean, you can go into our lake or lake neighborhoods where you have your own homeowners association fee, which isn't huge. It's maybe a few hundred dollars a year. So those communities are really a draw for people that have already been here and that are coming from, say, the Okanagan or in Toronto. Obviously, you guys have Great Lakes as well. So people are drawn to those. People are drawn to the west side of the city because it's elevated and it has views of the Rocky Mountains, which is really great. The neighborhoods, especially the newer ones, say a 25-minute drive to downtown. Mm-hmm. They all have their own shopping capabilities. They all have their parks and pathways, arenas. All of the necessities that you need are literally in your communities, your schools, everything. Yeah. So that makes it really nice. But if you want to go downtown, it's really from any part of the city, 20 minutes to downtown for a dinner out if you wanted to go into the downtown core.
Yeah. I think the other thing I find super appealing when I'm looking at Calgary is that you don't have to go very far to get like literally away. I mean, my first time actually spending time just in the area. I've been there for Grey Cup and then you're just all about football. But yeah. But I was there, you know, to look around, and we were able to drive to Banff in just barely over an hour. And yeah. You're so close to everything and activities. It's pretty beautiful.
It is. I mean, the hiking, the skiing, whatever time of year you're out here. Banff is amazing. Canmore is amazing. Kananaskis has a beautiful Nordic spa that is 45 minutes, you know, from here. There's just so much to do. And now that Calgary has the international airport, you can fly everywhere. Yeah. And with our new ring road, it's going to circumference the entire city. So getting around, you know, from the south to the north or vice versa is really handy. It's a great place.
It sure is. So let's say we have, because I know there are a number of people that are thinking in terms of investment, though, because investment in the GTA right now, unless you have a massive amount to put in upfront, it's a very costly. It's not that it's bad to, it's certainly never bad to invest, but it's mm-hmm. not an easy entry point in the GTA. Yeah. But in Calgary, it's still, it's a feasible, affordable option for a lot of people. Now, what's the picture like? And of course, none of us has a crystal ball, but what do you see in terms of what you've been hearing as the picture of the likelihood of price increase? How soon should people be looking to jump in?
So we've kind of seen year over year, we've seen our prices increase about 12% on mm-hmm. average. And so with our average detached single family home, we're sitting around that 550 mark. Wow. And average, this is an average home. So double garage, three bedrooms up, full basement on a lot with a fenced yard, backyard, the whole nine yards. So that's average, like 550 to 575 is kind of where we're sitting right now, depending what quadrant you're looking for. But if you go outside to the bedroom communities, which are all 20 minutes kind of north, west, east, and south, mm-hmm. The affordability there is that much better. So to the north in Airdrie, you're at 480.
Wow.
So like 2,200 square feet plus a basement. So like 3,200 total living space. Okotoks and Cochrane, you're sitting about 510. And Chestermere to the east, which is a lake town, you're about 585. Right. So to be able to get into a full single family home,
yeah, that's a really reasonable price. So, and what about, I wonder if you're experiencing what we are now, though, with this competition stuff. Like, how are you for that? Is it very competitive with these homes?
Yeah, so the last 3 weeks, we've got a taste of what you guys have been dealing with for I don't know how long, but yeah, so multiple offers. We'll list a home. We'll only show it for 48, maybe 72 hours. And we'll review. So, and we're seeing anywhere from 8 to 30 offers mm-hmm. on a house. And it just kind of depends. But a lot of those offers are coming from Vancouver and Toronto. They are coming from people that have heard the news and they're coming. So mm-hmm. For detached homes, we're sitting at about 1 month worth of inventory right now. So it is getting a little bit more difficult, and our builders are all on freezes right now because they can't keep up.
So for people, say, from the Toronto area, and maybe they're listening and thinking about it, obviously it's a quick market just like it is here. So can, if someone was to reach out to you, can you do virtual showing with them and deal with it that way? Because boy, getting the plane out there in time might not do it.
Yeah, so that's totally true. So I'm doing lots of virtual showings. I just did a buyer this weekend from Toronto. They have been shopping for the last 2 weeks and have lost out on several homes. But we got creative and went to a builder, and we got an offer. We just got accepted actually this morning after
Congratulations.
2 days of getting it done. But virtual showings are huge. We're also doing floor plans on most of our listings where you can actually walk through, like Matterport. I'm yes. sure you have those out there. So that's really helpful for the people from the distance. But yeah, just taking their time and going through with a virtual tour and showing, you know, the good, bad, and the ugly during the showings is really important, but it's a thing. And then being able to, some houses are still selling with conditions, so we can still do financing and home inspection. You can fly out. That gives you that couple of days to jump on the plane and get out here, which is helpful for some people too. Some people are, it's amazing how more comfortable people are now because of what we're doing here today, even.
Yeah.
That they're more comfortable making a big decision like that without even stepping foot into the home.
Yeah.
It's very interesting.
Yeah, this whole COVID situation certainly changed the way people are able to wrap their head around some of the technology. I think that when it wasn't a necessity to use it, people were hesitant, but it's become just such a part of day-to-day life. It certainly makes things easier if we're looking at various parts of the country, because Canada's huge.
It is. And there's so many markets now that, I mean, Calgary's great. And by all means, come to Calgary. It's a great place to live. But I mean, Edmonton to the north of us, there's great opportunities in Edmonton as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's really interesting to see where people are landing and going right now.
Excellent. Well, I'll have all your contact information posted with the podcast for everybody. If you're looking for Shiloh, you are with RE/MAX First, another RE/MAX, yay.
Yes.
And ready to take care of anybody that wants to come and check out life in Calgary.
Yeah, for sure. Call me anytime. Email me, text, whatever. Love
Excellent.
To help you.
Well, thanks for taking some time with me today.
Thank you for having me. This is wonderful. It's been fun.
And we'll chat again sometime soon. And for everybody listening, remember the podcast comes your way on a regular basis. So either check out the video version on my YouTube channel and then subscribe, and you'll always know when the new ones are coming up. Even easier than that, go to my website, SharonCaddy.com, click on podcasts, and they're all right there for you. Or the audio version is available on your favorite podcast provider. Thanks so much for joining us today. And thanks again to Shiloh. And we'll see you next time for Open House.
Thanks for listening. And don't forget to subscribe and leave us a 5-star review. For all our episodes, click to SharonCaddy.com. Open House with Sharon Caddy is produced with Aflalo Communications, Inc. Till next time.